In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's time for your coolest conversations podcast in Little Steven's Underground Garage, presented by Hard Rock. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Joining me today is Shane Callahan, rhythm guitarist and lead vocalist in The Now, who are from South Wales in the UK. Their debut EP is called The Truth Always Comes Out in the End, and it features our recent coolest song in the world, Holy. We'll hear some of that first, followed by my interview with Shane on your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Manfred here, and I've got Shane Callahan, rhythm guitarist and lead vocalist in the UK band The Now, as my guest today for your Coolest Conversations. Their tune, Holy, is a recent coolest song in the world. How are you, Shane?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you for having me on the show. How are you doing?
Thank you for joining me. I've been told that the band is from South Wales, so does that mean like around Cardiff, or where exactly in South Wales are you from?
Swansea. A small city.
Right. Okay. So I saw that you're going to be playing the Swansea Arena coming up. So I'm going to ask you about that in a bit. First off, have you and your bandmates and loved ones been able to keep healthy over the course of the pandemic?
Yeah. We've all kept healthy in all fairness. We're grateful.
So no one has been ill even?
I believe a few of the members, like myself, I've had COVID, but I didn't have any symptoms, so I was okay.
Oh, terrific. Now, I know you play rhythm guitar in the band, is that correct, as well as singing?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Well, when did you start playing guitar?
I started playing guitar when I was about 13.
And why did you start?
Basically, I grew up in a household that my father was always playing records and stuff like that. We were listening to like AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, and I got influenced by that type of music, so I always wanted to pick up an instrument.
Very cool. And was your family supportive of that when you asked for a guitar?
Yeah, they bought my first guitar for me.
What was it?
It was like a BC Rich type of look guitar. It was completely different to what I'm playing now. Like, I got a Fender Strat now. Uh-huh. So it's completely different.
Go ahead.
I was more like the metal kind of thing. back then.
Well, what kind of amp did you play through?
A Blackstar at the time.
Oh, very cool. Well, so you front the band as the lead singer. When did you form your first band, and did you sing lead in it as well?
No, I was always like a guitarist for a band until 4 years ago when we started the Now. Then I started fronting and starting to learn how to sing.
So in your group, or oftentimes, you know, whoever the front man is sort of looked to as being the leader of the band. What's the dynamic with you guys with the Now as far as, you know, who makes the decisions? Is it a collaborative thing, or is it like herding cats and you're the cat herder, or how does the dynamic work when you guys are trying to make decisions?
We're all one. I see a band as just one. It's one person. So it's there's no arguments then. So we all make the decision as one.
Well, I mean, I'm in a band, man, and you know, we try and work it as a democracy. But sometimes it's like, what do you do when you got some people thinking one thing and other people's thinking the other? How are you going to work that out?
Yeah, I can say, yeah, I see that. No, mainly it's like, what's the best idea type thing. And you get to feel it when somebody's got the right decision. You just got that instinct feeling that, yeah, that's the right way to go about it.
So no reason to hang anybody out a window, like a couple of stories up, right? You guys can kind of work it out peacefully.
Yeah, it was quite peaceful.
So the debut EP, The Truth Always Comes Out in the End, that's available right now. You mentioned 4 years ago. Is that when the band started?
4 years, yeah, 2018.
Very cool, 4 years. So let's talk about the rest of the lineup. You got Will Scott on the drums, Kalen Bromage on guitar, Jay Evans on bass. How did you guys meet? How did the band come together?
So basically, me and Bromage met through a jam night. So in our local area, there's like jam nights where musicians get together and we get to talk, and they put us together and form us in bands. And me and Brom got formed as one. And then the other two members kind of tag along and they just jumped in on band type thing. We met them because they're from a different area of Wales. Mm-hmm. And we just stumbled across them type of thing. And yeah.
So you stumbled across them? Well, they were just in the way at the pub and you had to sort of move them aside from the bar, or were they?
Yeah, that type of thing. Like we picked them up out of the dumpster type of thing.
Well, man, I hope those guys are living a little bit better, because that can be some tough living in the dumpster and hanging out in the dumpster. But years ago, I rode with Bo Diddley, and it was like I was in college at the time. And we took him, he played this university show. And then the early next morning, it was like 4 a.m, we picked him up and drove him from Athens, Georgia to the Atlanta, Georgia, to the airport. There's about an hour and a half long drive, right? And I expected, it was pretty early in the morning, right? And I expected him just not to say a word. But he was talking the whole time. And we had gotten the student radio station to play some Bo Diddley songs as we were driving out of town. And he started singing to himself on the radio. So that was pretty cool. And then he started talking about his life. And he said that he got in a fight when he was in school. And he was in this Dipsy dumpster. And he said to us, you know, I got mayonnaise all upside my head and ketchup. And damn, you know, Dipsy dumpster. They had to invent that shit. That shit wasn't always there, buddy. They had to invent that shit. And I had never thought about the invention of Dipsy dumpsters. So there you go. This guy, producer, Ollie Jacobs, right? He produced the EP. Is that correct?
Yeah, he produced the EP, which is out to me, yeah.
Right. So I looked him up online and I see that he is an engineer. He's got some sort of facility or studio in Bath. Is that where you recorded the EP?
Yeah, so the studio is called Real World Studios. It's formed by Peter Gabriel from Genesis. So it's his studio, and Ollie's his engineer.
And how did you guys come to meet Ollie?
Through Gary, our management. Gary's... Okay. Yeah, Gary worked with Peter Gabriel on tour, acting as his tour manager. And he obviously got words with the studio to get us in there. Very lucky, to be fair.
And so Ollie, you know, has got a great history working with a lot of great artists. You mentioned the connection with Peter Gabriel. What was it like working with him?
Incredible. He was just, he wasn't just that type of engineer that just sat there and pressed record type thing. He gave his own influence and he'd tell us if a song sounded bad or good.
Now, before you had worked with him, had you guys had done, I guess, some demos. What was the difference between any early recordings you had been doing, demos and such, and working with Ollie?
The just whole production of the track was completely different, the way we went about just adding like key things that not the listener really tends to hear, but it does make a difference to the track. So it was just little steps and integrums to do that, and it was just amazing.
Well, those little steps, were those specifically like arrangement tweaks, things to do with arrangement, or was it more like ear candy thing, like an extra guitar part or some type of effect that you would not have thought to do?
It was like a bit of both, really. It was like we didn't tend to use our own amps type of thing either. We were using amps that fitted the songs, and it was so more professional, and the songs now sound so bold and big because of that reason.
Yeah. Well, that the song Holy is a recent coolest song in the world. Man, really cool tune, very rocking and driving. And my notes are saying that it's a collaborative effort, so I wanted to ask you about that. So everybody contributed to writing the song?
Yeah, every single person, yeah.
So what was the process for this one? How did this one come together?
So basically our tracks, how we work is like I write poetry, so I got a list of all poems and we get together in a practice room and the guitarist will tend to bring a riff and you say, oh, what do you think of this? And I like this riff that he brought. And we just start bouncing off each other. We're just like, yeah, let's do this, let's do that. And we're all giving an input, even the drummer. And so it just basically went like with a brief track to the studio. And then we put it in front of the producer, Ollie. And he just put his little twist on it then, which made it even better again. Yeah, we just worked together, all of us did.
Very cool. And pointing out again here, so it's Calum is the other guitar player, so he came up with the riff and you had the sort of the lyrics sketched out as a poem prior to that. And that process for this song, that's pretty much how all the songs come together.
Yeah, basically every song, if we don't feel something, we don't put it out, type thing.
Yeah. Well, today is the 25th of February, and I saw that you guys are playing the Swansea Arena there in Swansea. And this is your hometown, right?
Yeah, correct.
So this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a massive deal. It's the opening night of the arena as well, because it's never been played in. So we're the first band to play the arena.
Oh, man. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, so I know you've got other dates lined up to play through the UK, but how about getting here stateside? Do you have any plans?
Definitely. We'll be over there soon.
I hope so. Sure. Have you ever been to the US before yourself?
Holidays. I've been to Florida and I love it. I'm all America. I love it.
So years ago, I worked as a security guard in London in the summer of 1991. And the guys I was working with, when they had come to the U.S., in fact, a couple of different people told me this, that they would, travel agents say, would encourage folks from the U.K., if they're going to the U.S. for the first time, they would try and get them to go to one of two places, either New England, because it was the closest to being like England, or to Walt Disney World in Florida. So you mentioned going to Florida. Did you go to Walt Disney World?
Yeah, of course. I went to like the upside down house as well in Florida. That was incredible. I went everywhere. Universal Studios.
And how old were you when you did that?
I've been three times, so I was about 5 years old the first time, 8 and then I believe 13.
Very cool. And so how long were you, you went to Universal Studios, went to Walt Disney World, were these like a couple of weeks sort of things, or how long were you in the States?
2 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, 2 weeks, 2 weeks each time. Well, yeah. There's a guy, we got a lot more country for you to come see, and then you can be rocking out at the same time. It'll be like having a. So the other track I want us to take a listen to off of the debut EP is called Shoot Them Down. And so this was this similar then? Caleb came up with a sort of a riff and you had some poetry to add to it, or how did this song get birthed?
Yeah, similar thing. This song is like mainly written off a film that I've always liked, that The Reservoir Dogs by Tarantino.
Yeah.
So that's what Shoot Them Down is about.
Well, we got to get Gary to hook up with his Tarantino character and get you guys in a Tarantino film.
Yeah, definitely. I'd be a good actor, I think, for Tarantino.
It's, I think you could work that out. One of the things I love about Shoot Them Down is the vocal line there that, and I'm not going to do it justice to sing it, but, you know, the backing vocal with the woes and oh-oh-ohs, that sounds really cool. Whose suggestion was that? Whose idea was that?
So basically in the UK, we like our football, our soccer, and the stadiums kind of like sing these anthems, so it's just like something we put in for the stadiums to sing.
Oh, that's cool. I think that is really cool. All right, Shane, I want to thank you so much for chatting with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show. It's been amazing.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go out with a track, Shoot Them Down. It's off the debut EP, The Truth Always Comes Out. In the end, it's The Now in Little Steven's Underground Garage. The Now off their debut EP, The Truth Always Comes Out in the End. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's frontman, Shane Callahan, for chatting with me today. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. Elvis Costello's latest album, Boy Named If, came out last month, and he's scheduled to join us to talk about it on a very special Coolest Conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock next time around here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Don't have to let it go.
As a child, Otha Ellis Bates McDaniel taught himself to play guitar, but he never found one he liked, so he built his own. Soon after, his rectangular-shaped axe with an old TV dial for a volume knob could be heard on radios everywhere as he launched the beat heard round the world. He was Bo Diddley. His handmade guitar is at the Hard Rock Cafe, Times Square. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history are at Hard Rock Cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com. Don't let it decide, baby, diamond ring.